Traitor, written by Nicole Conway and read by Jesse Einstein.
Chapter 1. The world had changed, and so had I. Nothing was simple anymore. Nothing was as it seemed, or as I thought it would be. I always lived my life with one little shred of confidence, even though I had no idea where I was going. Be it to a prison camp, or to the Dragon Rider Academy, I at least knew exactly where I'd come from. My mother was a beautiful, gentle, gray elf woman. My father was a cold, abusive, tyrannical human who made saddles for dragon riders. Those were facts I'd known I could rely on. But as it turned out, not even that was true. Every passing night brought more dreams and more strangeness. Secrets were mocking me from the shadows of my past. I couldn't shut out the noise anymore. And it was beginning to wear away what little bit of sanity I had left. When I had first set foot into Blybrig Academy for Dragon Riders as a terrified child, I was the very last person you'd ever want to stick into a dragon saddle and send off into combat. But now, as I leaned into Maverick's speed, feeling the strength of my dragon's wings as if they were my own, I knew I wasn't that child anymore. I couldn't be. I was a dragon rider. Not only because I had been chosen, but also because Blybrig had made me one. I'd fought through hell and back, been baptized in the inferno of combat and survival training to prove that I belonged here. Now, I could stand and be counted among the men who called themselves the Dragon Riders of Maldabar. I'd worked until I bled for every single step of progress. Was I terrified? Absolutely. Fear was a constant, but it paled in comparison to the sense of duty that burned in my gut now. I wouldn't fail. I wouldn't falter. I would fight until my very last breath. Not for myself or my own glory. I was fighting for the people I loved. The battlefront was beckoning, and I couldn't ignore that call. No dragon rider could. But I'd seen what it had done to others of my kind, and that impending reality was frightening. You see, the battlefield changes everyone. You can't get back what it takes from you, and you can't erase the marks it leaves behind. I could look at my instructors and tell that much. Not all of them had gruesome physical scars, but they all had the same dead look in their eyes. It was the look of a soldier. The somber sense that they had seen things they couldn't tell anyone about. They were living ghosts, mere specters of their former selves, haunted by the things they'd done all for the sake of a blue banner bearing the king's seal. I poured my thoughts into my dragon's mind. Our minds were melded together as one, so we exchanged wordless conversations as we darted through the steep, rocky canyons and soared over the sprawling, bowl-shaped desert valley. Blybrig was the only spot of civilization in sight. That stony fortress had been our home for so long now, and I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. But our time was almost up. We had to join my new squadron at Northwatch soon. I was supposed to be partnered up with my former instructor, seasoned Lieutenant Jace Rorden, and act as his wingend. Together, with our dragons, we would fly in combat until the war ended, we retired, or one of us got killed. That was the Dragon Rider way. Jace had already left to rejoin the forces at the Citadel. He'd given me a few days to gather my stuff and say goodbye to my family, which would have been nice if I had any worth speaking of. I hadn't heard a word from my father, Ulrich, since I'd started training. My half-brother Roland was the only one of my family members who had ever reached out to me. He was stationed with the infantry at Northwatch, too, and part of me was hoping I'd get to see him again.